back to Baghdad now, where NPR's Anne Garrels is. Anne, you were telling us about a casualty in somewhere in Baghdad?
Oh, yeah, sorry. It's hard for me to hear you on this sat phone, which is all we can use at the moment. Most of the casualties appear to have been hit, actually, but the ones at least the Iraqis have shown us appear to be hit by anti-aircraft debris rather than missiles. Although one young man who'd been out on the streets was next door to a large military base, and he got hit by debris when a missile definitely hit that. I think I was saying to you that and another base north of Baghdad, I know, has been hit. Ironically, an Iraqi who ignored call-up offers, orders for his reserve unit, got a call from a friend who had obeyed at the Taji base. This is a large base, and he said that they had been hit pretty hard.
But other than that, they're not. The hospitals are not handling a great many casualties?
No. They're really, I mean, the Iraqis are definitely want to show casualties. The one yesterday, the information minister said, we're so glad you're here because you'll be able to show what criminals President Bush and Prime Minister Blair are. If there were more casualties, I think they'd show them to us. But they have, that so far, they only report six.
Well, it sounds like it's fairly calm there. It doesn't sound like a city under siege.
Well, psychologically, it's under siege. But Iraqis are used to U.S. bombing, which, I mean, they have found to be pretty accurate. Not a lot of collateral damage. And certainly that we've only had two attacks so far, and it seems to have been, precision bombing. The Iraqis have not been able to take us to neighborhoods where, there was any damage, or they have chosen not to take us to neighborhoods. And today people seemed a little calmer, and there are more people on the streets. But there's still a lot of defiance. The mosques blared out on microphones extremely sort of emotional appeals to people to fight the infidels. And the Iraqi interior minister had a press conference with us, and he wielded a rifle and said, and he denied reports that part of the Iraqi port in the south was now in the hands of the British. And he said, this would never happen, and Iraq will be victorious.
You still have water, electricity, and the like?
Yeah. So far, we've only had two rather short attacks. Very noisy. I have to say, they do rattle you a little bit. They have been, it is not the shock and awe campaign that we had been told to anticipate in the early days.
NPR's Anne Garrels in Baghdad.